Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Everybody to Wrestling Omakase. It is episode number 100! And because it's episode number 100, obviously we're here in fucking Japan. Of course, for the Best of Super Juniors finals post, I almost said post-game, post-show. Many other shows we covered this week. I have a all-star panel of guests, so why don't we just introduce one at a time. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Taylor.
Yes, the most prolific guest.
The most prolific.
So there you go. Of course you have to be on the 100th episode.
Quinlan is here.
Quinlan is here. The guy who got me a new one-star rating, I'm pretty sure. Because people were so mad about how much you hated that Double or Nothing show.
I didn't hate it, but I guess...
Someone on Twitter yelled at me, and then I looked at the ratings, I had a new one-star rating. So if you like Omakase, please rate and review on iTunes to, like, make up for what Quinlan did to me on the Double or Nothing episode.
It was weird that it was just 2 hours of someone yelling, "Fuck Kenny Omega!"
He likes Kenny Omega. That's the weirdest part.
I love Kenny Omega.
Hey, it's Paul, and I'm making my Omakase debut.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good pal, Kelly Harris, here to not talk about WWE.
Yay. Well, I guess it comes up in one match.
Hi, I'm Albert. I'm Taylor's friend. Rate and subscribe to this podcast.
So... what do you want to do? Start Best Super Junior?
It's your podcast.
It is my podcast. Yeah. Let's start with all the other shows we attended, because that seems, you know, we could build it up to it. So we'll go through them quickly. You went to a show without us.
I did. I went to Stardom on Sunday afternoon at Shinkiba First Ring. My first of many shows. My first show at the First Ring. It was a fun show. It was only an hour and a half long, and there were only four matches, but it was fun. I had a good time.
So what was, like, the highlight?
The main event, which was Oedo Tai versus Tokyo Cyber Squad elimination match.
Does that sound like it'd be really good?
I think there was pictures of that in the Pro Wrestling Weekly I bought today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What a quick turnaround.
Did you? You went to that show, too.
I was at that show as well. It was my first time seeing Tokyo Cyber Squad. Man, that's a powerful, powerful group.
Yeah. I wonder if, by the way, you might be able to hear train noise in the background. We are, like, steps from Ryogoku. I probably should mention that.
John, tell the government to stop running trains.
But, like, we're seriously across the street from Ryogoku. It's a pretty cool setup. But that also means we're across the street from Ryogoku Station, so... If you hear train noises occasionally, I apologize.
Choo-choo.
So, Stardom was good. Then Sunday night, basically, I think all of us, right? No, except for you.
Obviously. Yeah, I wasn't here
yet. So, Sunday night, the rest of us, except for Kelly, went to Oz Academy at Shinjuku Face, which looks like it'll be the only... I mean, my biggest draw for this was just getting to go to Shinjuku Face.
Yeah.
Because yes. The only show we can go to Shinjuku Face is this two-week period, it looks like. But the show turned out to be awesome.
Oh,
it
was
I mean,
so good.
I was like on fucking 28 hours straight of not sleeping. Because I basically landed at 2 p.m. At Narita, and I barely slept on the plane at all, maybe 20 minutes. And, you know, just went, checked in the hotel, and then went to the show. And that show still fucking ruled, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My draw for that, I mean, I probably might have just gone to sleep that night, but I'd never seen Naja Khan live.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that forever.
Yeah.
Every opportunity, something came up, and I missed it.
Yeah.
So this is my first time. But I also got to see Police live, which
is... Yeah, cool. Yeah,
I would fucking Police. He's the greatest.
You should go as well.
The first time I ever showed you a Mayumi Ozaki match was probably like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah,
and Police
when
was
you
there.
Told me, oh, that remember that guy Police? He's gonna be
he's
on the
still
show.
There.
He's still around. Like,
to be fair, that show also had like the first big surprise, which was Shinjuku Face itself, because that rending like that venue. I always thought it was like in a basement, in a back alley,
oh,
and
no,
was
no,
super
no.
dark. And I just tried to find. It's like, oh, it's on the seventh floor of like this like high rise building
yeah.
in like this well lit area of Tokyo. Like,
yeah.
That's not what I expected.
Yeah.
It's in Kabukicho, but like once you go straight through the red light district, and then you basically, you know, see a giant arcade, and that's where.
Yeah.
The problem is trying to get out when you know it's just you just have to keep fitting into this elevator and taking it down.
Yeah.
It's like you better run to the exit.
But I love Shinjuku Face. It might be my favorite
oh, yeah,
venue.
Yeah.
It's just such an awesome venue.
It is. It in person is a lot bigger than it looks on camera, which
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this before, but like none of you will get it, but maybe some other listeners will get it. It. Very much reminds me of like the of the Tivoli Theater back in Dublin when that still existed. It had kind of like a very similar like tight like, but you had like a really good atmosphere because it was like so tight fit. It
reminds me of that building in Union City, New Jersey.
Oh yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
the
Ace Arena, I think it was.
AWA and Jakar ran.
But yeah, I mean, it was a really cool show. I mean, the six-man tag
yes.
with Hikaru Shida and all them. That was awesome. And then the main event was really cool.
The main event was awesome.
But, yeah, I went 4 stars on the 6-man. It was awesome. Do you have any other thoughts on Oz Academy?
No, I thought it was great. It was
That was Mission K2 against, like... I'm doing this off the top of my head. K4, thank you. Against Shida, Ryu Mizunami, and then who the fuck was their partner?
No, it wasn't a 6. It was a
no,
10.
That was
oh,
tag.
It was a
10.
Okay.
Was a straight tag.
So there you go. That's why I'm not remembering
thinking,
the partner.
Oh, the 6.
Yeah, but that was really... Because the other member of K4 was in a singles match.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
running off of 28 hours of
yeah.
being away.
I don't, but yeah, the tag match was just by far the highlight. And the main event was great, too.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Yeah, I love complicated Joshi rules matches where... You involve just weird things that need lots of explanation, which luckily I looked on the Oz Academy site like 2 hours before the show and they had just announced it and I translated it into English so I would understand what was going on.
To be fair, I did love how they ended the singles matches, but all of the singles matches were just draws and then Aja just comes in, knocks out Ozaki in 3 seconds and just wins.
Yeah, that was great. And then Ozaki's reaction too to getting the draw of Aja Khan when they did the draw at the start of the show, that was awesome. But yeah, Oz Academy was great. Definitely do not regret lugging my ass to Shinjuku on no sleep for that. Monday was J-Stage. J-Stage might be the upset of the trip. I mean, that main event with Irie was like legitimately like a 4.5-star match. You said you went
yeah,
4.75.
I went 4.75.
That match
yeah.
was incredible.
Yeah.
That's going to be like the best match no one fucking sees.
I'm yeah.
still debating between 4.5 and 4.75. That match was fucking awesome.
But also the Strong Hearts, like,
yeah,
six man tag, that was
that
amazing
was
as well.
I mean, the entire show was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was so how does this show, these shows never make tape?
Yeah.
Like, how is, and they
this
get
might,
such good people.
They might air on, what, this might air
well,
on.
Well, I know a J-Stage show has made tape before, because I keep all
I mean,
the emails from my Puroresu dream, I'm on their feed.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when I looked up the... my reservation and typed in J-Stage into my email, it was like, oh, there was an upload from May of some year, I don't even know.
And I mean, there was a camera there,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
Well, the camera there,
the camera.
I thought it was just probably for, like, either Occupation of the Indies or, you know,
yeah.
the Daily Show that can't blank on the name of right now. Battlemen thing. There you go. So whenever I see one Samurai TV guy with a camera, that's what I assume it's for. So you might be able to see highlights if you go check out Battlemen that day. But yeah, it's like the best show that no one will fucking see.
Yeah.
Team like girls next to us were losing it during the main event.
They loved Joji.
Joji Otani.
Yeah. But that was, I mean, that match was incredible. I mean, I had no idea who that fucking guy was, Giotani, and he was just awesome. And, like, Irie, that was the best he's looked in, like, years and years. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But look, at least we can all claim that we are, like, the first guys on the, like, Jito Otani train. Like, cause that guy's gonna be, like, really good.
Yeah, because he's, like, a low, he's, like, with, like, Leo Isaka, who's the Marvelous, the single male wrestler in Marvelous. And they just sort of go around to different promotions. And it's like, oh, we're going to have this match. And, this, you know, Joji Otani will be in it. So he's definitely, you know, if this made tape, it would probably help him. But this is the type of promotion he usually wrestles for are the ones that don't make tape a lot.
It's really weird that just that match was that incredible. No one will probably not oversee it. But if it hits tape somehow, fucking check it out. And then Tuesday, we went to Gato Move, which... it's a very interesting experience, Gato Move in general. I mean, describing it as a Joshi show isn't even really doing it justice. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of men on the show, too.
Mostly men.
Well, not mostly.
Yeah, no. We had three Joshi matches and two men matches.
Yeah. And there was a man in that semifinal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this show to me was a two-match show, where the three-way with Hikaru Shida and Emi Sakura and Antonio Honda. That was one of the funniest fucking matches I've ever seen.
That was fantastic. That was so good.
Just Honda doing all this stuff early on, like, where Shida... it's clear that Shida and Sakura only care about fighting each other, and Honda keeps trying to get in there and, like, actually lock up with them, and he gets so upset he tries to quit. And then he goes to do the go on the Fox, and they both just kick him out of the ring.
That's a staple of the... because I watched all the DDT House Show stuff last year. And that, like, three-way where one person is excluded is, like, a classic DDT staple of their, you know, house show three-ways where one person just gets excluded.
it's a great spot. But, yeah, then the whole match was great. And then the main event was just fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I
think probably a 4.25-star match, so...
But that might be another one that no one will ever, like, see as well.
Well,
maybe.
I think this might make tape, right? Yeah, doesn't that one usually make Nico almost... Nico?
They've been putting a lot of stuff on their YouTube
now. But they put sort of, like, older...
Yeah, it's a weird mix.
...stuff on their YouTube where... and they don't put the dates on the uploads, so you'll often watch it, and they'll be like, this is from 8 months ago, and you're like, oh.
So what you're saying is people will see it in 5 years.
Yeah, eight months from now, people might see this reboot.
Well, because the reason they do that is because they put all their shows out on DVD, and they don't want to cannibalize their DVD sales.
But hey, look, in 5 years, like...
Kevin Wilson will get it.
Yeah, he will. But in, like, 5 years, Riho is going to be an 18-year veteran, and she's going to be 27 years old, so...
All right, so that was Riho versus...
May
Superbow.
Yeah.
Right. And that was, like, a solid 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
May, by the way, is 20 years old.
She's been wrestling for a year and, like, six days.
It is ridiculous how good she is for someone. Like, I told somebody after, so I don't remember who it was, but, like, just after watching May in that match... and I'm thinking about, like, fucking Kelly Klein, who's been at this for a decade, and is still so terrible that I thought she was, like, a rookie when I went to do that preview.
13 years.
And May Sagara's been at it for a year.
A year and 6 days.
She started May 27th of 2018.
I think that's why she got this match, because it was kind of, like, her first anniversary.
She's already been on the entire WWE roster.
Her facial expressions were really the thing that were really... putting the match over. I mean, she was incredible.
But there you go. So that's a name to keep your eye on.
I also have to mention, I feel that this is important to for my gimmick. Masaki was there, who does all the uploads. He does all the video stuff for YMZ.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw him, too.
Yeah, and I got to thank him in person for uploading all the YMZ videos to their great YMZ streaming service available... for ¥9.99, highly recommended. But I thanked him for that. So, as the number one American YMZ fan,
probably the number one YMZ fan in general.
You might be number one overall.
I might have some stiff competition based on some Twitter accounts I've seen.
But yeah, so the best of Super Junior final, that was today. I guess that brings us to today. First of all, great to be back in Ryugoku.
Yes.
Which is a big upset on the trip because I planned out this trip thinking it was going to be, you know, see the best Super Junior final and see Dominion, but I figured see the best Super Junior final in, like, Yoyogi or something.
And we thought it might be a Korakuen.
Yeah.
Or there might be a show at Korakuen, and that was sort of our hope when we first talked about it.
Yeah. So instead they're like, ah, oh, no, it's Ryugoku. Like,
yeah.
So that was a great little upset. Probably, like, the best, what's the word, like, big building in wrestling?
It's incredible. Like, yeah, that was the first time I'd been there. It was so cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, the acoustics in there are just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, that was probably, like, the biggest, like, wrestling show I've attended so far, and that was just, like, amazing just to hear, like, the crowd just roar for, like, all of the big spots.
Like, the only crowd that I think comes even close that I've been to was All In.
Yeah. As far as, like, sustained reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they just, you know, the Ryugoku... I mean, Tokyo and New Japan crowds in general, but are just, like, hot for everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just really cannot... Like, no one loves opening six-man tags like a Tokyo New Japan crowd. But, yeah, I mean, like, it you understand it, too, when you get to your seats and, like, the two guys who are coming down next year already drunk. Already, like, at the, like, opening bell, and they're already, like, screaming for everything. But it's a very, like, boisterous crowd. And we for people at home who maybe don't know this, too, in just in general, the number of women at Japanese wrestling shows...
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
You will not believe it until you get it. Like, you might hear, like, there's a lot of women, but until you actually go to a show... Like, even fucking J-Stage.
Yeah.
It's like, J-Stage is, like, as low-level, hardcore as you can get, and the crowd is, like, half women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, like when we saw, like, just the line for, like, the women's toilet, it was like, oh, wait, there's actually, like, just...
It's all the way out.
Crazy there. Amount of women here, yeah.
Although not Stardom, it was almost all men.
Yeah. Stardom,
except I was sitting behind Hana Kimura Kid, which was really great.
Oh, adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Gato Move was like a lot of women again. But I think J-Stage especially for like a low level.
Yeah.
Like if you go to a low level indie show in America, there will be maybe one woman there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. But it's just like half.
In America, they're all pervert shows.
Yeah.
But best Super Junior final... I guess we just go match by match. Opened with a six-man tag. Bandido, Jonathan Gresham, and Ren Narita beating Dragon Lee, Titan, and Shota Umino. Won 8-26 when Bandido pinned... Wait, that's not right. It's just Bandido pinned Dragon Lee.
That's not what happened.
No, Narita got pinned.
Dragon Lee got pinned by Dragon Lee.
Yeah, Dragon Lee pinned Narita.
I still remember the time that website listed Hanare pinning Naito with a Destiny. And I was like, no, I don't
think... No, that happened. We all saw it.
Yes, that totally happened.
But yeah, so Dragon Lee pinned Ren Narita with a running knee. Really, you know, cool little opener.
Yeah.
Not a ton to say about it, but like the crowd absolutely loves Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
But it's just like Ren Narita is going to be such a star, though.
They really love Ren Narita.
When he hit the belly to belly. Yeah. Oh, man. And I'm so happy for Gresham that the crowd seems to really like him.
Yeah.
And I hope New Japan scoops him up because...
Yeah.
Ring of Honor is so dumb to not sign him.
Yeah, how is he not under contract?
Yeah.
How is he a free agent?
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty stupid.
Is that a choice by him or them, though? I don't know. That'd be pretty
I don't know, but like they were making like big offers recently, so I don't know why
they were.
Yeah, there we go.
That's how Ring of Honor does all its business.
Hey, go be a fan.
Go be a fan.
I did like the Bandido Dragon Lee brief interaction.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
I guess that kind of puts to bed the idea that they weren't allowed to face each other or something. I saw some people say that when they were in separate blocks, but
it was kind of weird to have Dragon Lee in the opener.
Yeah,
at the 10.
Yeah,
I guess it's like, well, you didn't make the final, buddy. So
he's got a title defense.
Like he really kind of felt like an afterthought now because Ospreay didn't even mention him.
Didn't even challenge him.
Yeah,
and is he even going to challenge?
That's the thing. Yeah,
right.
Which
I mean
what else
he kind of has
though?
To. Does he have to though? Like I don't think it's actually like a written rule that the. It's just always assumed that the best of the Super Junior champion has to challenge.
Well, Kevin Kelly's been pushing that's a written rule on the. U.S. broadcast, but
okay.
I don't know.
But it just seemed... I just can't believe... Why didn't he mention him a single time?
Yeah, it was
Dragon
weird.
Lee, he's just like, oh yeah, I have to fight for that title?
Yeah. Is he just going to cash in the trophy and be like, I want the G1.
Yeah.
Not the title.
I mean, Naito never cashed in his, like, New Japan Cup win.
That's true.
Like, he technically... That was, like, 2 years ago. He never cashed that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Okada gave him the match anyway, and he the Naito deliberately said that that's not his cash in, and he just never did.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So match two was Taiji Ishimori, El Phantasmo, and Robbie Eagles defeating Roppongi 3K and Taguchi. Phantasmo pinning show with in 909 to CR2. Phantasmo did like a thing where he tagged himself in right when Eagles had hit the 450 on the leg and was going to go for the whatever the fuck he calls that figure four. It's something special.
I don't know.
It's like some guy's
name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember that right now. No, I'm glad nobody else knows either. And then, but he just blind tagged himself in behind his back and then, you know, stole the glory. And then Taiji, basically they seem to set up him and Taiji versus Roppongi 3K for the junior tag titles, probably at Dominion.
Yeah.
So Taiji's like, okay, great, we won. Get our title shot. And he's like, why are you so angry, Robbie Eagles?
Yeah.
And like, trying to get in between them. But yeah, so Eagles is like doing this. Eagles is doing this whole thing where he doesn't want to be a heel, basically.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The start of the match, he didn't want to do the sneak attack, and you know.
He'll be in chaos by the end of the week.
Yeah, he'll be the new like chaos like foreign junior to replace Ospreay, essentially.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It seems like where we're going with this. He's apparently very popular in Japan.
Yeah.
So
this tour turned me around on him. I really didn't like him, but he's done awesome in Best of the Super Juniors.
Yeah, of the two foreign Bullet Club juniors, he's definitely far ahead of Fantastic.
Yeah,
there was someone wearing his shirt at the Stardom show we went to.
There was some woman with the Phantasmal glasses in the front row. Yeah. So I guess he's over with somebody.
Yeah. Phantasmal's got a cool entrance, I'll give him that.
I mean, yeah.
And I have to say, he wasn't over with me until he kicked that rugby ball into the third row.
Oh, what
the upper
kick. That was
what
a kick!
Yeah. I mean, that thing sailed right above me, actually. I was looking up and like, oh, okay.
I figured he wouldn't kick it, and then he kicked it. And I went, oh.
I mean, the crowd.
Flying
that was
into the crowd.
That was the crowd's reaction, too. Like, oh, my God. But yeah, this match was fine. I don't really have any strong feelings on it.
It was weird to me that Sho and Yo were barely on the same page, it felt like.
Sho didn't do the PK thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the entrance.
It seems like they're kind of distancing themselves from each other.
Yeah.
Maybe next year would be the breakup.
Yeah.
So match number three was the 10-man tag with Ishii, Yano, Yoshihashi, Jushin Liger, and Tiger Mask beating Taichi, Minoru Suzuki, Zack Sabre Jr., Kanemaru, and Doki. Poor Doki ate another pin here. Yoshihashi pinned him in 10:34 at the Karma. Quinlan, what did you say when they both got in the ring together? Because it made me laugh pretty hard.
With who?
When Yoshihashi and Doki got in the ring at
the
end.
The two, like, jobber dorks?
You're like, yeah, the two jobbers are here to decide who's the biggest jobber.
Who's taking the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's finally time for Doki to go back to jerking the curtain at Heat Up, so.
I like Doki. I enjoyed him on this tour.
I like him, too.
I thought he was good.
Yeah.
Poor Yoshihashi is what he is, but apparently he's challenging for the
Red
Pro British title.
Oh, that's what they're doing?
Yeah. They were like having like all the kinds of interaction between him and Zack Sabre.
Zack seems like, if you watch the promos, he seemed as confused as anybody else by this. So he's trying to gain this title shot, but apparently it's happening.
Did Yano, he tripped, he did the trip near the beginning of the match, was he ever in the match?
I don't think so.
No.
No, because like none of the turnbuckles got removed or anything like that. Yeah, no, he don't think he actually tagged in.
I only remember him standing on the apron yelling at the referee.
Yeah, that's like the only thing he did.
Yeah.
Obviously, Taichi and Ishii had some square offs that I thought were really cool.
Taichi got his music played.
I mean, he's the champ, so he gets music over at Suzuki.
Yeah. We have more Suzuki Liger teases.
Oh,
there's rumors of like the Pancrase match.
Yeah,
I am so holding out hope that that's Dominion.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not too confident, but I really want it. I really want to see it.
Yes.
I still love that they brawl to the back.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Mask just sees them go to the back and like, oh well, and then just walks to the other side.
But to be fair, I mean, it's also like Suzuki just beating the ever loving shit out of Yota Tsuji at ringside, who was just lying there. And we were guessing that he was not selling, he was just actually, like, hurt.
That
he was just lying and being like, this sucks, why did I pick this career?
That
like,
chair was mangled. It was a metal one, too, so it was dented to hell.
I don't know where Suzuki got that different chair than the rest of the ones in the crowd, but he got it.
I also liked when Ishii was walking to the back and Taichi just started cutting a promo on him. He didn't even turn around and look. He didn't even pause in the walking.
He just acted like he couldn't hear anything.
The camera wasn't even on that. The camera was on, like, Liger and Suzuki.
Yeah. Yano turned around and be like, oh, he's got a promo on your shirt. He just walked. Didn't even acknowledge it.
I didn't even notice that.
He just walked it back.
So, yeah, that was a pretty cool low 10, man. Then, match number four, LIJ, Naito, Evil, Sonata, and Bushi defeating Ibushi, Makabe, Honma, and Hanare. 10:27 when Evil pinned Hanare after the Magic Killer. You said when they first came out, it's like a real mystery over who's going to take the pin here. I think it could have been Bushi, maybe. No. Yeah. Hanare always just like that young lion thing. He's like, tag me in, tag me in. It's like, okay. Tag him in so you can get pinned.
Hanare is just a pair of pants away from being a young lion.
Yeah. It is very weird that he's like, been stuck. I mean, he's the new David Finley, I guess, basically.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like even Finley had a little more upward momentum in this. Just feel like
Finley won a championship.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah, obviously really Naito. So. I mean, it's still like watching the fucking Beatles come out or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the crowd is just so fucking loud when LIJ comes out.
Yeah. I mean, this was the second time that I've actually seen LIJ live. First time was in like Dublin, and like, I always knew that Naito was, like, obviously, like, a big deal. But I didn't realize how much of, like, really, like, I don't think you really realize, anyone, like, how much of a star Naito is until you, like, see him come out live. And I had the same thing done, and I had the same thing again. Now it's just, this guy is just a star. He's just massive. He just deserves, like, everything.
Yeah.
I used the bathroom after this match, and everyone in the restroom just, I didn't know what they were saying, but I kept hearing the word Naito over and over. Naito.
Yeah. Everybody loved Naito.
And Sonata was really loved,
that's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
They do love Sonata.
They love Sonata.
They love LIJ in general.
Yeah.
You know. I think that's actually why I got my free beer, now I think about it.
Oh, right. I got free
beer too. The guy came over at LIJ, he's like, at Los Ingos, because he was like,
and you were like, see.
But yeah, so this was a pretty, you know, like the Naito Ibushi square offs that, you know, had
awesome.
That energy and really made you excited for the next match at Dominion. There really wasn't a lot else to it other than Hanare getting beaten yet again. I mean, him and Honma had, like, decent little tag team chemistry, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Makabe did absolutely nothing as usual in this type of match. But, yeah, it was good for what it was.
I mean, he did more than I thought he would, but, yeah.
He did his punches and his laugh, and that's all he needed to do.
He did more than Yano.
Yeah.
That's true. Match 5, Okada and Rocky Romero defeating Skrull and Brody King. Okada pinned Brody King in 10:35 at the Rainmaker. The big story, of course, was no Jericho.
Got the
video message, but Jericho did not actually appear.
And everyone was looking for
him.
The audience,
but I did love Okada turning around after the video message was over just to make sure that Jericho is behind him.
I mean, he said, Rocky came down, and like, he was right in front of us. He was like,
he was looking
around.
Looking
all around
he's
for Jericho.
He's going to pop out somewhere, right?
But yeah, the match itself was fine. I don't, you know, I mean, the crowd was really into Brody King doing his dives and future arm drags and stuff, which I'm not really surprised by.
And we were debating who was going to pin Okada in the match.
Was it going to be Brody?
Was it going to be Brody, or was it going to be Marty to follow up on All In?
Exactly, like Marty's just going to tap out Okada clean in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
I will say Brody King has so many tattoos, but I feel like he's at the point where it should just be all tattoos.
Yeah.
Because he's got like weird spaces on his body.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, why is there not a tattoo there?
His skin is also weirdly pale, which like, it's like
it really
people don't know. It's really good weather in like Tokyo right now to be as pale, because he has been here for the entire tour as well. So for him to be as pale as he is and having been in like Japan for this entire time is actually somewhat impressive, because he had to have stayed out of the sun for the entire time to not get any kind of tan.
Then Tanahashi and Jay White, the special comeback match. Jay White pinned him in 1916. They're calling it a neck lock. He kind of just, like, got him in the Kimura and then turned it into, like, a roll-up.
Yeah.
This was actually a lot better than I was expecting. I thought this, you know, it started out kind of slow with Jay White working on his arm. But I by the end of it, like, and the arm work paid off in the finish. And it could be the type of match, too, that was just live. It just felt like, you know, the crowd was so into these Tanahashi comebacks that I just got really into it, too. But yeah, I went 4.25 on this. I thought it was really awesome. And
you
You didn't lead with the big story of the match, which is Jay White growing a beard.
Oh, yeah.
He's just Adam Cole now.
Yeah, he really is.
Triple H became aware of him suddenly.
But yeah, so Gato interfered a bit, which is a little annoying, but I guess didn't really play into the finish that much.
Gato did a great sell of getting slapped.
Yeah, I did love that. Like, Gato tried to interfere, but he just got punked out both times completely by Tanahashi. Like, it wasn't even like he didn't even get to interfere. He just got like punked out by Tanahashi both times he tried to interfere.
Yeah.
He just got kicked up by Tanahashi, and then he did what he wanted to do anyway. And then he came in with the brass knucks, and Tanahashi just kicked him out of the ring.
Yeah,
I kind of like the finish being like he won the battle but not the war.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He didn't like completely destroy Tanahashi. He just got lucky because Tanahashi's arm is still hurt. But once he recovers, probably in the G1. Tanahashi might get his win back, or maybe they'll keep him separate and wrestle after the G1, but we'll see. But
this is a long war.
This is a long war.
I don't know how many matches now.
This might be my favorite one. I can't...
Probably.
It's either this one or the King of Pro Wrestling, but
it might be because I was here live.
Yeah.
Can they actually, save, their, blow-off for this one all the way until Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah.
Because
if either of them are in the main event,
you need both of them to do something at the Dome.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But and there are two dumb shows.
It's going to be a
great.
Yeah, exactly.
A long feud. But
you need a third match for the top for both of those shows.
And the... I guess anything else on Tanahashi White before we move on? No? Okay. The semifinal, the IWGP US Heavyweight title, John Moxley defeating Juice Robinson in 24-14 with the double arm DDT. Again, this was... I didn't really know what to expect going into this, but Moxley... He looked pretty damn good here.
Yeah.
He looked like he was trying harder than he has.
He
was motivated.
Yeah. He didn't look out of place in New Japan at all in this one,
I mean, he started out really hot with, the punches right away.
Oh, even the entrance, the crowd popped.
Yeah.
It was so hard for
the guys, the Japanese guys in the music kept saying Ambrose, so they were, very excited.
There were some fans wearing some Ambrose shirts.
Yeah.
I saw at least one.
I think there were actually some Japanese WWE fans in the crowd as well, because we got a Let's Go Moxley chant that came from one corner of Ryogoku that the rest of Ryogoku just completely no-sold.
But the crowd loves Juice, which
Oh god,
our women love
Juice. The thing for me was, how you can have a star-making performance even if you lose.
Yeah.
And for me, this was a star-making effort from Juice in this one. Because the entirety of Ryogoku was cheering for Juice.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was right up there with the Jay White match.
I'm trying to think of some of the big spots. I mean, first of all, all the stuff at the table.
Yeah.
The dive from
the
dive from the entrance was crazy. Just from the bottom of that screen. Which I don't think I've ever seen.
Oh, God,
No.
We were right next, our box was right next to that screen.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
We were on the other side, so, couldn't quite see it.
We also had Juice's cannonball through the table.
Where he almost went over the guardrail,
Great spot.
And then he just goes no, this table's gonna break, and just power bombs him really hard through that table.
I liked Moxie's sarcastic "I'm sorry" to Red Shoes. When Red Shoes was yelling at him, he was just "I'm sorry."
I also love Juice kind of making the most of because he got cut a little bit on his eyebrow, hard way. So he just, I think he kind of smeared that blood over his forehead to make it look like it was way more than it actually was.
Yeah,
so that was really good too.
There was the toss suplex.
Yeah, that was a great looking spot.
Yeah.
But it's not a move that's the easiest move to pull off, really. I mean, even both guys to really make it work. The whole closing stretch, I liked how you just hit, the second double arm duty team, got the pin. It felt very definitive.
Yeah.
And very much Juice just kind of has to come back.
Yeah. And I like that it was more an impaler DDT.
Yeah, I did love that he essentially did what used to be the dirty deeds first, and Juice kicked out of that to really properly establish that that's not his finisher anymore.
Yeah.
And then he did the proper that's my finisher now. This old finisher is garbage. It doesn't work anymore. So I'm going to use this new finisher, and that's the one I'm going to use now.
I didn't even catch up on
that. Although, is that the bloody cross as well? What is the bloody...
The bloody cross is more you pull the guy up and then...
Yeah.
Top them. It's a little different.
Yeah.
It's almost on your knee.
Yeah, there's knee stuff going on in that one.
So, But yeah, this match was, you know, I went 4 stars on it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I went 4.5.
4.5.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You guys are even higher on it than me.
Hey, CJ Parker versus Dean Ambrose in New Japan in 2019? Yeah. How could you not?
It is really weird that New Japan Pro Wrestling uses an FCW feud.
Yeah.
WWE is like, well, what's that?
I also love kind of the Juice story. It's essentially like when he arrived in New Japan, it kind of was implied that he was just going to use this to become a bigger star and then go back. But I don't think he will ever go back now.
No, I don't think.
Like, I think he's just like, at this point, he's just going to be like, nah, fuck this, I'm not going back, I'm just sticking here. Why would I go back?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really make... Well, what are they going to... What the fuck is WWE going to do?
They'd stick him in Daniel Bryan's group.
Yeah.
That was his gimmick.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just make him like a vegan again.
If you're trying to save the world, you must be...
CJ Parker returns to Full Sail.
He doesn't like pollution. He's evil.
It's such good shit.
That's good shit. Let's come back.
Mox's new gear. I mean, he's in incredible shape. He looks fantastic.
Yes.
He really did not
so
want to
good.
Wear wrestling jeans anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really wild. It was weird to see him wearing like knee pads and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I want to pop this shirt off. I want to get rid of these jeans.
Yeah.
<It's> like, fucking give the ladies what they want.
Yeah, but his vest looked really cool as well. Like,
now they just got to get Roman Reigns in and take his stupid vest off.
Can you imagine at this point how good a Roman Reigns New Japan run would be?
Oh!
They would just let him do...
And the promos would cut, I think, if they didn't give
he
him some stupid ass
script. No, he should quit right now so he can be there in time for Tag League.
Yeah. That is a take.
Yes, that is a proper take.
Roman and Moxley.
Don't at me.
Unless Seth needs to quit and they can be in King of Trio.
Seth can quit and go fucking wrestle in Jakarta. That's fine. Just stay there full time.
Yes.
I don't have any need for him.
Well, are you talking about Wrestler of the Year, Seth Rollins?
Oh, yeah.
Boo.
So then the main event. Oh wait, we should mention too, Moxie won the fucking US title.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess it would imply he's sticking around for
I've seen the US title change hands live. I think that was one of the few New Japan titles I haven't seen.
That might be
live.
The only one, right?
No, I think there's one other one.
I don't think I've
ever seen the NEVER title change live.
Are you sure?
You might on Sunday.
Our buddy, Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah.
That's
the freaking NEVER title.
Yeah.
I was
giving
him a chance.
He was
just
thinking
of rope to hang yourself.
He was thinking of the more prestigious
Ring of Honor
television
show. Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's weird because now Ospreay is still a junior, though. But I mean, I know that NEVER title is supposed to be for both weight limits. But
it's not,
Ospreay was the only one ever.
It's not about weight limits. It's about no limits.
So I think that... Maybe the only one we've never seen.
NEVER six man. I don't
is
think
a NEVER
I've
six
seen.
Man.
Yeah.
that is
actually ironic that that's the only title you've never seen.
I've seen the IWGP junior tag. I know that. So,
what was the junior tag? I don't remember.
The G1 finals.
Oh, right.
Ricochet.
Right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And we've seen the heavyweight tag, I think. Yeah, we've seen the heavyweight.
Yeah, at Garden.
No, the Garden, they retained it.
Oh, yeah, they retained
it.
I was thinking, when did you see the heavy? But yeah, that was the Garden, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they retained it.
No, they were.
So I'm trying to think.
Just the heavyweight. Yeah, not the heavyweight tag, the heavyweight tag.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Heavyweight tag, I can't think. I may have seen heavyweight tag because the.
At Invasion Attack?
Invasion Attack 2016. Did when Gorilla Destiny faced Makabe and Homa. Were they the champions, or were they just
heavyweight?
Wait, have Gorillas been
around? Why are you asking
long?
Me about the heavyweight tag?
Have Gorillas
title
really
lineage?
Been around
yeah.
since, like, 2016?
Gorillas have been around
for
a really
years.
Long time.
They're like, 20 times champs or something.
And they
now.
Stunk,
yeah.
And then they got better, and
yeah.
now they...
Yeah, and then they kind of, I don't know.
I'm
going
to look this up, because I want
to... Look, at least Tama Tonga cuts good promos, I guess.
Yeah, because for a while it was just... Tama Tonga, who everyone thought had a bunch of potential.
And Camacho.
And his fun brother that just swore a lot.
Alright, so let's see. Invasion Attack 2016. Yep, I saw the Gorillas of Destiny defeat Makabe and Homa. I think I actually use this as like a piss break.
Oh, because they won the tag league and they won the titles at
Wrestle
Kingdom? Is that the year that happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, I've seen, I think, every single New Japan title change hands live except for the NEVER 6.
What about the, what about the U20?
Okay,
oh.
Not, active time.
And the number six man are still, right now, Makabe, Taguchi, and Yano.
Yeah, it won't.
Oh, that's
they're
not
walking
on.
Out
okay.
with those belts. It won't be defended until November when they remember that the belts exist
yeah.
and they have to do that.
Remember, Taguchi forgot he was champion for that last tour. He's like, I have nothing to do on the tour.
Did they even announce Taguchi as... No, I don't think they announced him as
No,
champion.
They did. They did.
They did? Okay.
Yeah,
because
they announced
they,
people
okay,
with those belts. And every time they said that, I was like, oh shit, that's right, that exists.
But did the, he but did he actually I don't think he actually had
no,
to
he didn't
no,
him.
No, no, none of them had it with them.
As
even
a person
Yano usually
does. Who
yeah.
does I do the championship write ups for the Voices
yeah.
of Wrestling New Japan ebook.
Yeah.
Writing the six man is always hilarious because it's like it was defended 5 times in the first 2 weeks of January
yeah.
and then defended twice in November and that's it. Yeah.
Look, Taylor, the New Japan like six man tag might be worth you had have never had to keep track of the Yokohama Shopping Street six-man tag title. Let me tell you, that is a fucking nightmare.
The
Ring of More times than that.
We did see, we saw the Ring of Honor six-man tag titles because they brought those out with them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, and they were announced as champions. I'm like, oh yeah, the prestigious
Ring of Honor six-man tag.
But yes, so this would imply Mox is going to be around for a while. I think he's in G1.
Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If he's champion, I guess he has to
yeah.
be. Because right.
look, why else would he not be on that fucking fight for
but
the
didn't
fall
we?
Show?
Yeah, no, I think for sure.
Didn't
he's
we
in.
Do this out where we said, okay, four or five people are leaving?
Well, four are for sure out before anything
right.
else happens.
Which
yeah.
is Tai Chi, Will.
Wait, what'd you.
Oh, there's
no,
going
the
in.
The four that are
who's
out.
Who's in? No.
Let's just say the four that are out first. Kenny Omega is definitely
yeah.
out.
Tama Tonga.
Michael Elgin's definitely out.
Tama Tonga
is out because he said he is out. And then, God, there's a fourth. And Hangman Page.
Yes.
So those four are definitely out. Even if everybody else stays the same, these four are not in the company or they're Tama Tonga and they're just not going to be in because they suck. So
it's hard to think of the four going in.
The four who are going in. Tai Chi, for sure.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Tai Chi's definitely in.
Tai Chi's definitely
he
in.
He has to.
He's a multi-time champion.
Yeah, no, he has to.
Tai Chi's in. I think Ospreay.
Ospreay's in.
Yeah.
Now
probably Jon Moxley.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then there's like two people, and I don't know, because there's Jeff Cobb is announced for that show.
Right, doesn't
well,
mean,
I'm assuming
doesn't mean
he's
in.
In.
Doesn't mean
he's
in.
Yeah.
Probably.
And Lance Archer, but I know Lance
yeah.
Archer
Archer's
is
not going back in. Yeah,
Archer's
not going back.
Hard for the Dallas show, he says.
Yeah, but
he's not
going back in.
But why would he do that if they're not going to
Because they fucking paid him.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he's helping, like, promote that.
And he's
local.
On the poster. I just figured maybe...
Well, he'll be on the show.
Yeah.
Like, undercard.
No, I think it's just because he's local and he's pushing the show.
Yeah.
But even so, Tai Chi,
Ospreay, Cobb, and
Moxley. Is there any fifth person you're like, oh, they should definitely be in?
No. I mean, Roosh teases on Twitter, but he teases every year. I think.
Prefer,
and Roosh sucks in New Japan, fun. So.
Yes.
I don't know anybody else. I can't
think
of.
Archer.
And it's not going to be Archer. I mean, unless you really are fucking
it's gonna
dying
be,
to see.
It's going
to
be Sasha Banks.
Yeah, Sasha Banks. Unless you're dying to see Hanare or.
What about Ty Dillinger or whatever the fuck? Sean Spears.
Sean Spears is an A.
I think I would be legitimately upset if Hanare was in the G1.
Oh, he's better not fucking be.
Yeah, he's not going to be. He'll complain about it and always fucking backstage. He's the worst person, I think, for backstage promos. Like,
just
yeah.
cuts the same
the
fucking
hating,
promo
hating,
every show. The only thing that changes is what city he's in.
Yeah.
The hating Hanari hour here. But, like, no. Like, these backstage promos of him every single show, it's like, I try hard.
Yeah.
I fight for whatever. I'm getting better. And then he complains a lot about not being in the G1.
I've lost my last 50 matches. Give me another title shot.
Yeah.
No.
That was really weird.
They'll be in the. He'll be
I think
in
he'll
the
C block.
Again,
business
for
himself.
Yeah, what did you say, Connor?
I think was that him going in business for himself though, asking for another title shot. That
but then
went
no, I think
nowhere.
It was setting up. No, because then Taichi pinned him.
Oh, okay.
And that's
how.
But like I don't know, would it make sense if they like if they ever split up the Bullet Club and they just make like a like Pacific Islands like. Faction
sure,
for him to be in
that.
Because I actually, for the longest time, thought when once like the whole like firing squad, whatever Bullet Club OC thing happened, I thought he was going to join that because
yeah.
it was like
yeah.
so it was like exclusively
yeah.
like Oceania people originally.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God knows the Bullet Club needs to split up again. That's what we need more.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get your point there. Fair enough.
And on the main event, the Best of Super Junior 26 final. Will Ospreay defeat Shingo Takagi in 33-36 with the Stormbreaker. a result that is apparently breaking Twitter as we speak.
What?
Like, Twitter's really angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, to be fair, I think I said that to you guys before we did the show. It's like, I originally predicted Shingo to win, but I kind of changed my mind once I like kind of thought about it, because they're not going to put Will in G1 if he loses the Super Junior Final.
Yeah.
Like, because the last time they put, like, a quote-unquote junior in G1 was when they had David in there, and he won Super Junior as well that year.
Yeah.
So they weren't going to have... Because what is your justification for putting Will into G1 but not Shingo if they're kind of like the same height, same weight, and everything? Like, there's no real justification. So you have to have Will be better than Shingo some way to justify him be in G1. So I kind of figured that he was going to, like, win it at that point.
Well, and I was thinking, if Shingo wins, then he goes to Dominion, he almost has to beat Dragon Lee at that point. And then you're doing Shingo versus... I mean, it seems very clear at this point, whenever he comes back, that Wrestle Kingdom is Dragon Lee Hiromu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Dragon Lee probably isn't losing the title, so you're not going to put Shingo there.
Yeah.
So just the whole thing didn't really...
I mean, do you really think they're going to, like, drag it out that much? Because I could see Hiromu come back at, like, Dominion and challenge him for it. I think they could still do a singles match at the Dome anyway, but I don't think Dragon Lee's going to hold the title for that much, simply because they're kind of building up Dragon Lee and Titan as a team.
Yeah.
I just don't know who takes it off Dragon Lee to give a... I mean, you need now 2 days worth of shows of big matches for the Dome.
Yeah.
And that's a big match.
Oh, yeah.
The return match... I mean, he doesn't even have to come back and do anything. He could just come back and say, I'm coming back at Wrestle Kingdom and we're doing this.
Yeah. But to be fair, if he didn't come back today where it was very heavily teased, he would. And then it was just
turned out
the name of the cat, yeah.
Turned out to be just a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Who was sold out when
we
got there.
We got there at, like, we got in the building at, like, before the show started.
Yeah.
At least,
and there wasn't even a line of people. It was like a giant sign that says no more.
Yeah, it's
but,
like, no,
like, look, like, people got into that show so early. Like, when me and, like, Kelly got back from Akihabara, and that was like 2 hours before the show, people were already queuing to get in.
It
was
amazing.
Yeah.
Cat's name is Nauru.
Yeah, Nauru means to heal.
And I really wanted one, and hopefully at Dominion.
Once you get in the building, it's just completely...
No, it's only...
They
announced they would only sell it on that date.
Oh, wow.
Which makes it even weirder that he didn't come back then.
Yeah.
Well, Japanese promotion that just severely
underselling. I think he comes back on Sunday. Dragon Lee wins, and he comes out and says, Wrestle Kingdom,
maybe.
Wait for me. I mean, when...
Maybe.
They don't really have to do a junior title for the rest of the year, do they?
They do, probably.
King of Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do something there.
Do they need it?
They don't need it, but... I don't know. I think we're trying to talk ourselves into it because we want to see Hiromu return.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if he doesn't come out, but we'll see. Oh, I think you're falling asleep.
Everyone poured beer and Osprey in the post-match thing, like they did with Okada.
But yeah, so
baseball.
Osprey.
Hey.
So Osprey and Shingo.
Five stars.
That was fucking amazing.
Five.
Yeah.
I'm 4.5, but I'm always lower on Osprey than everybody else, so it's fine. I still thought it was awesome, but, you know, have to go a little bit lower. It's really funny that he's snoring on the air. But
happy 100th episode.
Yeah, Osprey. How did you think you threw that?
That's fine.
He's sleeping so good. I don't know.
Yeah, just leave him alone.
It's very wholesome.
It's funnier this way. So Osprey and Shingo, why don't you guys talk about it first? You gave it 5 stars. What was so great about it?
It was one of the 2 best matches I've ever seen in person.
And what's the other one?
Will Ospreay versus Matt Riddle at WrestleMania weekend 2018.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know if it's that, but it's definitely far up there. But now that I think about it, Ospreay's actually in loads of those as well. Because for me, it's right up there with, like, Ospreay and Walter, which are in OTT, which I've seen live. And, like, Walter Devlin and, like, those kinds of matches that I've seen. So, yeah. So, for me, it's definitely right up there as well. And it's just the crowd reaction as well.
The crowd reaction was
insane.
Yeah, the
like,
crowd was really nice.
The guy that was sitting in the box next to us was just pounding the floor.
Yeah, like, he was just, he was living and dying by everything Ospreay did.
Yeah.
And the guy on the other side of us, in a Bushi mask, was just screaming for Shingo.
Like, when Ospreay kicked off the Maiden at the Last of the Dragons, he just went insane.
Yeah.
Like, the people, like, in his box, he was just like, oh, no, that was just an amazing reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, the people in the ringside, too, they were, like, really, really strong Ospreay people, and they're really strong Shingo people, and they just scream back and forth the entire match, which is pretty much how I guess the whole crowd was. But yeah, Ospreay, I mean, look, if any, it's like same thing with Kenny. You can't say he's not really popular in Japan. He is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is popular in Japan. And like, as much as shit as I'm sure he's gonna get for the samurai sword thing, when he pulled out the sword, the two people next to me, the Japanese people, were like, thought it was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're just like, that's so fucking cool. Like, kept saying kakui, like, just was like so into it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was cool. He's a dragon.
I mean,
this is Ospreay at the sword.
No, it's not
but it is. He has to delay the dragon with a sword.
Kill the dragon with a sword.
Yeah. Like, to me, it was super corny, but it was the kind of super corny that works because it's Ospreay. Ospreay by himself is a super corny wrestler.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he is. So he has to do this kind of shit that's just super silly and. It just works. It's like, so again, like, I know I do this too much. I know I've been doing this too much on the show. I'm just drawing, like, comparisons to when he wrestles in Ireland. When he, like, because he just has this, like, flag belt on. And he always has, like, an Ireland flag as well. And when he gets into the ring, he, like, shows up, like, look at my Irish heritage. And it's like, it's super corny every time he does it. But it just works because that's just who he is.
Yeah.
And I would always say, like, Well, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
But
like, he's dumb as a rock, but I love him. He's so stupid, but I love him.
He's
so great.
Here's a good way to put it. Will Ospreay is the Beach Boys of wrestling.
Yes.
Everything he says is absolutely literal. If they made a song about wind chimes, it was a song about wind chimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, I have to slay the... Like, I'm just happy because he's British that he brought a samurai sword and not a spear to be like St. George slaying the dragon with a spear.
Mm. But yeah, the samurai sword, they loved that shit. So I know some people on Twitter were mad, but like, I don't know what to tell you. The people in Japan loved it.
I wonder what Sho's going to say about this, because he kept saying, Shingo, you better not lose to anyone but me or something. But,
That might be the Super Junior final next year.
If you're going to build up a guy undefeated, like, you might as well have him losing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. If you're doing like the whole undefeated thing with Shingo, this is the perfect time for him to end it.
I mean, it's better than him winning this and then losing the Dragon Lance.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like that would just feel like a way bigger letdown. But some spots from the match itself. What did you guys love from this match?
The I don't even know what it's called, but the flip over where Will usually lands on his feet, and he did 1.5 rotations and landed on his back.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, when the poison rana from Ospreay to Shingo, where I was like, oh, I think Shingo might have just broken his neck.
Yes, that
was horrible.
The landing,
and the crowd went silent.
Yeah. Another Hiromu.
The Shingo dive. Where he almost
so that was right into our section, and the crowd just went fucking ballistic.
Yeah,
that was like the first Shingo dive since he like joined New Japan as well.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
I mean, the crowd just like was, they loved Shingo anyway, but that was like the moment where they all went completely crazy.
And of course, Made in Japan.
Yeah.
The first time ever in New Japan, right?
Yeah. So.
And he kicks out.
At that point, I went,
Yeah. I mean, once he couldn't get off that Last of the Dragon and he, like, elbowed his way out, it's like, okay, Ospreay's got this, probably.
Yeah.
But the what's it called, the Oz cutter on the apron was pretty sick.
Yeah.
You know, the Oz cutter back in the ring that Shingo kicked out of.
Yep.
I
love the super best moonsault ever Oz cutter.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And he kicked out of that. Like, when he kicked out of that, too, the crowd was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, this man cannot be beaten.
Yeah.
But to me, it was, like, very clear at that point because they hadn't, like, really gotten the Stormbreaker in any way, shape, or form. It's like, okay, that's where this is going.
Yeah. So, the story is very funny.
I loved the post-match where Ospreay put the ice pack on Shingo. Like, I loved that moment where it was just these two had this war.
I mean, he thanked him afterwards.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I loved it. Like, that was just... it's nice to have, like, okay, here's a guy that just likes fighting people and just likes having.
Who pulled by his door? All right, we gotta wake him up now. The snore's getting too loud. I don't know if I should cut it out. I'm gonna leave it in.
Yeah, no, you have to leave it in.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the snore in. So, folks, we've been in Japan all day long. And I guess mostly live on the air. It's good. It's Daijoubu. What did you guys do today?
Went to Ueno Park.
Oh, really? That's really nice.
We walked
about 30 miles in the west.
Oh, wow.
3 days.
Yeah, I've walked a lot, too.
So what's your thoughts on the main event?
Great main event. Ospreay pulled it off. Won over the crowd, actually, because the crowd was mostly LIJ fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely started off as like 90% Shane Gotcha, and it just went more and more towards Ospreay as it went on.
I mean, that's good wrestling, I guess, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all the people are very mad on Twitter. Anything you want to say to them about all the...
Those people
are
silly.
Mad on Twitter? No, I don't have anything to say to people mad on
just
Twitter.
Just go back to Stan the Iconics. Like.
All right. I use this picture a lot on Twitter, but it's going to be audio. The lights are at it again.
I don't know. I mean, look, I wanted Shingle to win, but I was a little bit surprised by the vociferousness, I guess, of the negativity about Ospreay winning.
Like, I can't be that upset after a match that great.
No, yeah.
I mean, like, look.
And it makes sense, like I said, from the booking perspective, it makes sense.
The match was awesome. Yeah. The show was great. I mean, maybe if I wasn't there, I would have felt differently.
Maybe.
But, like, when I was there, I'm just like... I can't really get angry about this.
Yeah.
Look, you were angry. Defend the angry.
I'm getting over it now, but it depends. If Ospreay is moving to heavyweight, it just feels like, okay, so he's leaving. He just won their trophy. Now he's like, see ya. And it's like,
Always do that, though.
Yeah. He's graduating.
That's what you're generating. Like, yeah.
I mean, Shingo's going to do that probably next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Well, are we sure Shingo's not doing it now? Or
no, Shingo's
doing another year.
No, yeah.
And that's a reason why
he still has to win the
junior
title
this
at
year.
Some point.
Yeah.
He does it next. He goes undefeated again and wins the whole thing next year.
Shingo wins it next year. I'll be okay.
Like they might do show Shingo as the finals next year.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah. Especially if they move away from Shingo and Yo, and so now it's just Sho and Yo, and just have Sho as a singles at that point.
I mean, they also still. I mean, that's the thing. They might just have like Dragon Lee. Like I don't know. They might just do the Dragon Lee Hiromu match at like King of Pro Wrestling. Because you know what they also still have in the back pocket for the Dome? Hiromu Shingo.
Yeah.
Like, that's a match. Like, that's what you can do that.
But I don't know how you get there.
Well, just like...
Yeah, just
hey,
challenge.
I'm the junior champion. Hiromu
that one doesn't really need build-up.
Yeah.
People are just going to be excited for
that. I mean, it's just because they're, you know, they're the same unit. It just seems a little weird.
Yeah. But, yeah. But, yeah, for, like, Ospreay, like, I get why people would... I get why people don't like Ospreay or why they like hate him, but I can't hate Will Ospreay because to me, like when he did that speech at the end and he announced that we assume he announced that he was like moving to Japan,
that is what he said.
And he like had this like send it and like just how
by the
proud
way, the crowd was so fucking happy.
Yes.
You think they just heard the Jesus was born.
Just to me, like just like the look on Ospreay's face, how proud he looked.
He was so
that
happy.
He just pulled off that sentence.
Yeah.
Like as a non-native English speaker, that's how I look once the first time I pulled off a good English sentence. To be fair, that was in second grade for me. But still, like, to me, like, Ospreay is always, like, this guy where it's just, like, you did a good job, Will. Like, you did a good job. You just want to, like, pat him on the head.
I know JoJo Rime, lives in Japan. He's not another worst wrestling guy. He said he has a lot of work to do to catch Omega. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, I guess if he's gonna move to Japan, he might try to learn the language.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like a guy who wants to just stay there.
Definitely.
He wouldn't really be that interested in jumping to
WWE
or AEW or anything.
I don't think he has any interest.
No, in unless WWE. He's like, it could see him at, if he's like 38 and they make him like a really good offense, just like, I'm just gonna cash in a check and just do like 2 years here, just cash
the Shinsuke,
like the big check and then
Shinsuke
just, yeah, exactly, like Shinsuke just go surfing, fuck it, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, you pay me like 5 million to go surfing. Sure. Fuck it.
Or if Bea Priestley convinces him to move over to the States, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like she... Because she keeps saying she's going to move over.
Yeah, she's like... Yeah, she's like full-time with Stardom, though.
Yeah, and like, apparently she signed with AEW, but she keeps saying like, no, I didn't. I'm with Stardom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I was just in that one video for AEW.
Well, there you go. So, overall thoughts on the show? Very good show.
Amazing.
Yeah. Awesome show.
It flew by. It really flew by.
Yeah,
yeah, it really did.
Like, all the matches as well. Like, when they announced that, like, Shingo Osprey had gone 30 minutes, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it didn't feel like a long match.
Yeah.
Here comes Dominion, which I'm afraid that...
Okay. You're like, you don't sound excited at all.
Here comes Dominion.
What I'm going to say is, I think... John said something to me which made me go, when he said, you know, because I'm afraid, you know, the show will end and, you know, Okada will retain and who's challenging next in fucking Australia?
Jay White.
The fucking,
yeah.
the fucking two-star wonder, Jay White.
Yeah, but of course he will. Like, he just beat Tanahashi. He's obviously the next challenger.
Who, also, who gives a shit what the title match is in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, it's not like
it's just fans are going to pop for it anyway. Like,
it's going to ruin the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of him being in the world.
But wait a second.
Sure.
It's fucking Australia.
It's actually going to have.
It's like NXT UK. It's not real.
Like, who are you going to have? Like, Mikey Nichols?
I just think Australia. Like, that match with Okada and MSG was pretty fucking boring.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fucking Okada versus Gino Gambino.
Robbie Eagle's making a run in.
I mean, that would be cool.
I just don't want to sit through another Jay White IWGP.
I get
you,
won't have to.
I guess
it's
not
on Dominion.
Oh,
wait,
what? Yeah, but is that gonna air on New Japan World, though, the Australia show?
Yeah, but
I mean, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, it's just gonna be fucking kangaroos in the crowd. Like,
I mean, if they have to do it again, it might as well be at the Australia show that I may or may not
but
remember.
But yeah, they don't have to do it again.
Like, it'll just be Kevin Kelly talking with a wombat.
Team has got to talk to Gino.
But yeah, so it was really funny. That, yeah, we're going to Dominion 4 days, and Clinton was like, the way I would say, I have to do my taxes. I have to go to Dominion.
Fucking here comes Dominion. It's going to make us eat another fruitcake.
I got to see Naito against Ibushi again.
There is a match of Dominion I can't wait to see, but depending on the result, I might have to start like a one-man riot. I make one of those signs, if Taichi wins, I riot.
So I'm gonna wear my Taiji shirt.
Yeah, fucking know you are. I'm gonna wear my Taiji shirt, buddy, and there's gonna be trouble.
I just imagine the people listening at home like
that.
Never
titles is gonna be great again.
This fucker is going to Dominion. He's complaining about it. So, okay,
I can't wait for Naito Ibushi.
Yeah,
that's gonna be.
Oh god, yeah, that's gonna be.
I'm not complaining about seeing that match again.
Yeah, just gonna kill each other.
The fucking real main event.
I'm also looking forward to Okada
Jericho.
I do want to know
really
what it's going to be.
Oh, I'm super into it. Like, I hope Jericho wins. I want to watch the world burn.
Okay,
yeah.
here's the thing.
Only way that happens if Jericho has a rematch with Okada in Australia, and Okada nearly wins it back. But, I mean, because I can't imagine them having the world.
I mean, I bet
G1.
You Jericho could be talked into having an Australian vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Is Mark's going to be on the show?
That's a good question.
He
doesn't have a unit, is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, here's the weird thing. On the New Japan Japanese website, they list him under, like, this, not unit, but they have, like, this foreign player thing or whatever, where there's only two people listed under there, and it's Jericho and Mox.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
which is weird.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I know for a
because
while
they don't list him as a free agent.
Yeah.
Jericho come out with no unit written as his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Himself, but... Just as long as the match happens, I hope I don't hear the night before, you know, creative differences. This match has been canceled. Like, Hangman.
Oh, I hope they break it back
instead. Hopefully Japan got everybody to agree on a fucking finish.
Oh, here we go.
Just...
We're back in all our nothing territory. One star. Here come
so
the one stars.
Oh, God.
Fuck Kenny Omega.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been hating on Kenny again.
Who's sweet?
As usual.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said. Okay. Do you remember how you opened the Double or Nothing part?
Yeah, it was just fuck the Young Bucks.
No. It was like, I said, oh, Quentin, what'd you think of Double or Nothing? Really disappointed.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Here comes fucking Double or
Nothing. That must be. Fuck Kenny Omega. It was disappointing, but I would give it like
I want to say I would give it like thumbs in the middle. That's, I love you.
You and 3 other percent.
It was really weird. It was.
All right, look, let's let Quinlan have his takes. Okay?
It wasn't. It was just that I was expecting it to be so great. And I didn't think it was that much better than it would
really,
be.
Really, really, really good.
Why do you hate the new force in American wrestling?
Look, I,
just listen to the defender of proper American wrestling, John Carroll.
We were talking about that show, John. Every time I complained, you agreed with everything I said.
No,
we watched that pay-per-view live. Don't fucking act like you didn't. Okay. John, say, you better say it on the podcast. And I agree with you. And I was like, okay.
John loves two things in this life, Tai Chi and AEW.
Fucking Kenny Omega.
Look, I thought that main event wasn't very good, but
I liked
Cody,
the main
event. Dustin was awesome.
I thought that match was great too.
No, you were like, oh, it wasn't that good.
I didn't think it was 5 stars like fucking Dave gave it, but I wouldn't give it go that far.
Well, with Dave, it's like, that's like a 4-star at this point.
Well, depending on the Omega Jericho was 4.25 to him, so that's like 2 stars on the day. Really disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not getting at least 5.25 for Omega, he must have had a disappointing
I mean, there is some truth to that.
Okay, so before I get any more 1-star reviews, I guess it's a good time to wrap it up. Thank you all for coming on. Mm-hmm. Why don't you all give some plugs? Taylor, I can start with you.
You can... I'm trying to think when the last thing I wrote for Voices of Wrestling was. But I write for Voices of Wrestling, and you can follow me on Twitter at Tamambo, TAMAIMBO.
Quinlan?
Twitter at I'm_not_Quinlan.
You're not Quinlan.
And yeah, listen to me talk about how I don't hate AEW. I found that show disappointing.
The AEW haters locked up.
Yeah, okay, so you can find me on Voice of Wrestling. I just got out of reviewing 2 tournaments, one of which I did the least amount of reviews, which was the Champion Carnival. Mm-hmm. One of which I think I actually did the most amount of reviews, which was Best of the Super Juniors, because I wrote 4 of those. Not sure why I did that. And so, yeah, otherwise, you can catch me on there anyway. And don't follow me on Twitter. So, that's that. Even though John is going to plug it anyway on the show.
I guess I will, yeah.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah, I realized I was going to try and tag you on something on Twitter. I was like, wait, I guess I don't follow you?
Do you not?
I don't think I couldn't find you. But you can find me on Twitter at ComicGeekKelly with only 1K. I write all the WWE pay-per-view reviews on Voices of Wrestling.
What a gig.
It sucks. It fucking sucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, I hate God. It.
I'm sorry. Get your plugs in. Plug your Twitter.
You don't. Oh, no, wait. I don't follow you either.
Plug that Twitter.
Oh, I barely tweet, but I'm at Hey Horseneck, and shout out to my friends at WrestleSplania.
Yeah.
And Rachel.
There we are.
I don't think they listen to the show either, so. But I want to say a quick thank you to, since it's our 100th episode, especially if you've been a guest on the show, I really appreciate it. It wouldn't be an omakase without all the great guests, people in this room included. And also want to thank all the fans who listen every week for God knows what reason. But thank you all for listening. Thank you all for participating. I hope we do 100 more. So, you can follow us on Twitter at WrestleOmakase. Wrestling does not fit.
It's lasting
longer
than your hockey podcast.
We will see you. Why did you just drop that in? I'm doing like a big...
You never mentioned it in your whole show.
The roast of John Carroll has begun.
Here's to the next 100.
Yay! Here's to my noise fine. But yes,
he's
so...
saying hi to him at wrestling shows, too. He's
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot lately. So, what's next? I think we'll do this again after Dominion.
Sure.
I'll do it.
Sure.
Listen, you're gonna fucking be on the show.
You're gonna be there. We're gonna get you there.
So that'll be the next episode, probably on Sunday, Japan time, and then we'll cover what we're going to Dragon Gate tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think you're doing Tokyo Joshi, right?
No, I'm doing Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the front row,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Are you doing Hard Hit too, or no?
I'm doing Hard Hit. Okay. I'm the Hard Hit King.
I'm Hideki motherfucking Suzuki.
Don't tell me, buddy.
So Dragon Gate, Hard Hit, Tokyo Joshi, and then Dominion. So that'll be next up. Until then, thank you as always for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Here it comes again, lunch.
Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.